Now, how can you say it? Indriyani parani ahuhu indrayebhyah param mana manasattu para buddhihi yaha buddhe paratatu sa. Higher than indriyas is the mind. Higher than the mind is the intellect. And if you want to take out the karma from all these crevices of our consciousness, then you go to Him, the Self, the true Self. Parataha tu saha. There is an inner Self in you. You go to Him. By His help, you'll be able to destroy this desire. Evam buddhehe param buddhva samstavya atmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kama rupam durasadam. Therefore, you go beyond the buddhi. By your intellect, you go beyond the intellect. And atmana, atmanam, atmana. And then, by yourself, you go beyond yourself. Jahi shatrum. Then you'll be able to conquer and kill this shatru. Kama rupam durasadam. That which has a bad dwelling place. Kama rupam, which is full of desire, that shatru, that enemy you will be able to kill. So this is the explanation given to emphasize that if there is one thing which you should therefore destroy, if you really want to come out of all kinds of bondage, and even while acting you should be free, then this is the remedy for it. I think we have done the full chapter today in detail, and we shall come to the fourth chapter next time, which in a sense takes us again into Karma Yoga, but in a more subtle manner. And some of the secrets which are not yet expounded are expounded in the fourth chapter.
Uncle, the Agni that you mentioned in the Vedas refers to the Self or the Surya, or in which we have to put the sacrifice.
You know, your question is so precious and so complex. What is Agni in the Veda? There is a distinction between self, which is immobile, which is different from jiva, which is different from Agni, yet all the three are called self. In different contexts. That is why the question becomes very complex. When you say the soul passes from body to body and it is that soul which is not killed, it is to Agni that is reference is made. There is inextinguishable fire in us. That fire actually represents the jiva, our true individual self. The true individual self is never alone. Your individual self, he has never been born alone. Your individual self has been born with many at the same time. So, all of us are as it were simultaneous. And each one is actually kshara, mobile. But behind these mobile individuals, which we are truly, of which Agni is a representative, we are all united in that immobile self. And that immobile self is itself rooted in Purushottama, in the Supreme Purusha, which transcends everything. Even that is also called the Supreme Self. So the word self is used for the Supreme Self, for the immobile self, for the jiva and jivas, which are all mobile, of which Agni is a representative. Now our starting point is Agni, because that is the nearest to us. When you say I, when you do not mean by I ego, then what is the I to which I am referring? It is to Agni that I am referring, that inextinguishable spark that is in me. It is that which is called Chaitya Purusha. It is the individual which is a psychic fire. It is the psychic being in us which is immortal in the mortals. It is that which remains immortal. It is that which is described in Kathopanishad as Angushta Matraha, that which is not bigger than the thumb.
Just like in the cave of our mind.
That's right, which is in the cave of the heart.
Heart. Yeah.
Cave of the heart. So that which is absolutely secretly seated, that is the individual self and that is the Agni. Therefore, when it is said you offer yourself to Agni, take out all your egoism and throw this all Agni into the fire of your inner being, of your inner self. And that inner being is a power. It's itself not immobile, it is power, it is active. But which is seated, it is that power, that activity, all that comes from Brahma, which is active Brahman, all that comes from Aksharam, from that which is immobile. And beyond that which is Akshara is the Supreme. When we know the relationship of Agni with the Jivatman, with the active self which is universal, with the inactive self which is Akshara, and when we know the Purushottama, when all these are fully understood by us, then the real karma yoga is performed. I am not giving you a full answer now, because all these terms require now again to be fully elucidated, and it's a question of questions, in fact. If there is a lot of confusion in our country or in philosophy, it is centered on this question. Question is, who am I? This is the question which was asked by Nachiketas to Yama. And ultimately he shows him all these and says, ultimately you know that Brahman, and what you need to know is the Supreme. And therefore Kathopanishad becomes a revelation of that knowledge of the Supreme. What is the relationship of that Supreme with Akshara, with Kshara, with the Jiva, and with this psychic element in us, the Agni in us? In what way they are all related? It's a complex relationship. Once that is known, then everything is known. Or when, as in Chandogya Upanishad says, yena vijyatena sarvam vijyatam bhavati. By knowing that, everything is known. But as we proceed in the Bhagavad Gita, we shall come to all these details. All right.